Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. All right, welcome again to the Something to Think About podcast. We're looking on the topic of peace. And the scripture that we are looking on is from John 14, verse 27. And it says, I'm leaving you peace. I'm giving you my peace. I don't give you the kind of peace that the world gives. So don't be cowardly or troubled. So that's the instruction from Jesus. And last week, we went through four definitions of what peace is according to scripture. I was going to run through them before we get into what we are talking about this week. And one, it's an act of righteousness according to Isaiah 32, verse 17. It's a spiritual attitude that leads to life. It's the act of resolving a conflict or restoring relationships according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18 to 21. And according to Ephesians 2, verse 14 and to 17, removing hostility and coming to an agreement. So this week now we are going to talk about the mindset of peace. What exactly is the mindset of peace? What mindset should you have? How should you be thinking when you're in the midst of a conflict and you want a peaceful resolution? What exactly does it look like? Should it be a case where you should be getting ready to have a physical fight or an argument? Should be having your powerful point so that you can be heard? Is it a case where, how should you be talking to the person? Should you ensure that you're heard and you attack them and all of them something there? What exactly is it? And that's what we're going to look on. And there are four mindsets that we should bear in mind when we are dealing with conflict, and which results in peace. And the first one we want to look on is from Zechariah 6, verse 13. And here is it. It's very different from what you're thinking. And it's number one, peace. The peaceful mindset rebuilds. I guess you never think that would have been the answer. So, what exactly is it? How does it look like? And what does Zechariah say on the matter? The prophet says, he will rebuild the Lord's temple and receive royal honor. He will sit and rule from his throne. He will be a priest on his throne. There will be a peaceful understanding between them. So here's the thing. It rebuilds. And the prophet is really talking about Jesus and pointing us towards Jesus. But Jesus is pointing us towards a command that he is leaving us peace that the world does not give. His peace. But the first mindset is that it rebuilds. So in order for the rebuilding to take place, according to Zechariah, there should be a peaceful understanding between the two persons. So according to the definition that we looked on last week, that there should be no hostility and an agreement. So in order for the rebuilding to take place, there should be an understanding. What exactly is the issue? What caused the issue? How can we fix the issue? What actions should be taken in order to resolve the matter? And all of that came out in the definition last week. So what will us look on an approach? So last week we look on you buying an item, the item not working and you carrying it back. And we look on several scenarios that could happen when you are talking to the store clerk. We're going to continue with that. So here's the thing though. So how would you rebuild the relationship, not only with the business owner, but also with the store clerk? So the first matter is that, hey, this item is not working. And the whole matter is that, say for instance, if the person is new, they may not understand the policy of returning and receiving an item that is damaged. They may or may not know. So let's give them that. So if it's a case where you're not certain if the person has been there long, hey, do you guys have a policy as it relates to returning an item because it's not on the receipt, if it's not there? Because some business owners print those things on the receipt. And is it within the window? And then you might start to inquire and ask questions. So what you're doing is now is to ensuring to save face. So what you don't want to do is embarrass the person. What you want to do is to get the item exchanged in a peaceful way. So if the person don't know, hey, can I have a conversation with the supervisor so I can get the right help? And they might point you to the person and whatever. And then you might have that same conversation in a calm way. Hey, this radar is not working. I bought it. We tested it before we left, but when I got home, it's still not working or whatever. This one, see if I could get some exchange or whatever. And fine, they might run through the policy and whatever, but the aim is to take steps to rebuild the relationship. So what you're looking to do is in terms of how can you change your viewpoint of the matter and not be hostile towards the business? And how can you start the process now of building back that trust? Right? So it rebuilds. So for instance, because that may be not the issue that you're having. What if you have an issue with your spouse or with your children? If you're looking to rebuild that trust now, what exactly is the cause of the issue? Do they know what they're doing is wrong or is offensive to you? They may not know. And how is it that you can now come to an agreement so that the rebuilding process can take place so there's no hostility between the two, you and the person? So it's all about taking the time now to have an understanding according to Zechariah about the matter. Do you understand the matter? And that's where it starts. And that's where the rebuilding process starts. And the second matter and mindset is understanding. Have an understanding. So, and not even just but have an understanding about the issue, is more being understanding that you and the other person is on two different pages, and to be more patient to get to learn about what exactly is the difference. And then to come to a compromise now, a word, where you both can meet in the middle. And that's where the agreement starts to now to manifest in terms of the solution start to come forth. So one resolve might be, hey, the radio is damaged and recognize that the radio is damaged. Do you want your money back? Or can we give you a brand new radio of the same value? But here it is now. You are presented with two solutions, so you need to choose one. Either take back your money or take a brand new radio. That's the solution that is being presented by the company. And you may either choose one or the other, and that's where the compromise comes in now. So you may say, all right, then cool, let me try another radio. Or you may say, no, I don't want that. And just give me back my money. And that's the resolve. In the case of maybe a relationship, person is being unfaithful or whatever, and then after talking out the matter and everything is being resolved and you find the root of the problem, say for argument's sake, the person who is unfaithful saying that, hey, I have been mistreated by you, and then that's the cause of them going and seeking out a better treatment from somebody else. And then you might say, but hey, I've been doing this, but when you really check it out and how the person explain it, the reason why, you realize that you have been working a lot and ignoring them for the longest while. I haven't been spending time or making the time out to spend time with them and to ensure that the relationship is preserved. What's the solution? Either the pain is so great that you can choose to leave, or you recognize that, hey, there's more that can be done to preserve the relationship. There's a genuine case that the person is sorry, and you can move ahead in terms of dealing with and restoring the relationship back to better things and whatever. And these are decisions that you have to make in terms of, these are real issues and they're hard to make, and these situations are hurtful. But at the end of the day, what's the best solution that will leave the situation in peace? You can have an understanding. And these are probably just some extreme examples. You may have something in terms of children, like your parents, and your child keeps not doing their homework, and you're constantly talking to them about it, and they're still not making a move. And when you take the time out, you realize they genuinely don't know how to do it. And you realize, you know, the solution is to sit with them and help them along the way. And that's a solution. So you can see and see how understanding the other person's viewpoint can bring about a different solution that can lead to peace. Because the expectations are very different. So meeting in the middle is very important. The third reason and the third mindset is compassionate, according to Isaiah 54, verse 7 to 10. And it says, I abandon you for a brief moment, but I will bring you back with unlimited compassion. I hid my face from you for a moment in a burst of anger, but I will have compassion on you with everlasting kindness, says the Lord your defender. To me, this is like Noah's floodwaters when I swore an oath that Noah's floodwaters would never cover the earth again. So now I swear an oath not to be angry with you or punish you. The mountains may move and the hills may shake, but my kindness will never depart from you. My promise of peace will never change, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. So the scripture is sharing about several things. And the whole matter of being compassionate, being understanding, taking a tender care, and really just genuinely extending mercy. So the mindset of peace is also about thinking about extending mercy. So if it's a case where you want revenge and retribution and that the person must pay for whatever it is that they did that caused wrong, is it really resolving the matter and it bringing a resolution to the issue? Chances are no. But when you think about it, sitting down and getting the matters addressed and talking over the issue can help to bring about a better understanding in terms of extending kindness. So here is it that Israel did something that caused God to be angry and he punished them. But here it is now, he's decided now to change his approach and extend mercy and deal with the situation now in a very different light than what he used to respond to. And he's extending compassion and kindness. Compassion is just your genuine empathy of understanding with the situation and then responding in a way where you just want to resolve genuinely. Like, you just want the matter resolved in a peaceful way, you don't want no drama. You just want everything settled and you just move on. And kindness now is just the result. According to Galatians 5, verse, I think it's 6, don't quote me on that one, but Galatians 5, the book of Galatians, Paul says that what matters is faith that expresses itself through love. So meeting the needs, is there any shortcomings that needs to be addressed that you can help with? And that's the whole mindset of just being kind and empathetic about the matter and just having compassion. And compassion is really about how you respond to the issue. And that's a very different approach and mindset when it comes down to living in a harmonious relationship with somebody and really building trust between yourself and an organization, whether it be a church, businesses that you buy from, or where you work. Because your mindset in the midst of dealing with the conflict will really tell about the outcome in the long term. Because what you want is the matter to be resolved. And it to be resolved in a very peaceful way so you can move on with your life. And these are some things to think about in terms of what exactly is the type of mindset that you have when it comes on to those you are in conflict with. And it don't have to be anything serious. It can be just the fact that you have an issue and the issue is unresolved and there's no quick resolve at this point in time. Or maybe there's a situation that has happened long ago that hasn't been resolved. And these are some things that you need to think about in terms of coming to a close where these things are concerned. That's it for me this week. Think about these things in terms of how is it that you're approaching the relationships and what exactly is your mindset. So examine it. What type of mindset do you have that is causing your situations to be unresolved? And just think about it, examine it, and then I'm encouraging you to choose the way to peace. That's it from me. These are some things to think about. And until we meet again next time, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.